Hello. Thank you for tuning in to the Enlightenment Center conference call. This is Jonathan Fisher. I want to thank you for joining in tonight. Tonight we're going to be dealing with a special issue tonight. I want to go a different way tonight. Tonight I'm going to be dealing with the topic, what every woman should know about a man. I feel that in this day and time, in this particular season that we're in, I feel that this is an area that we need to delve into and to look at some things, because as we begin to enter into this season of great joy and abundance, this is an issue and a significant topic that I want to look into tonight. And so for the moments that are remaining before us, we're going to delve into this topic tonight about what should every woman know about a man. Now, first of all, I would say when we start talking about a man, there are five levels of consciousness that a man has to go through. There are five different stages that one throughout his life will have to identify and come into contact with. And so when we talk about dealing with a man or understanding what a man is or who a man is and what are some of his characteristics and what are some of his attributes, one must understand that there's five levels of consciousness that one must come into. The five levels of consciousness are malehood, boyhood, manhood, husbandhood, and fatherhood. These are the five levels of consciousness that a man would go through. Again, I'll tell you those five steps again. The first is malehood. The second is boyhood. The third is manhood. The fourth is husbandhood. And the last one is fatherhood. And these are the five levels of consciousness that a man must go through. Now, when we start talking about dealing with and understanding the concept of dealing with the male and dealing with malehood, now, when a woman deals with a man, it's very important that women understand at what level their significant other or their spouse is in. When you meet a man or when you meet somebody that you're interested in coming into a relationship with or coming into a partnership, there has to be understanding and also an identification on what level of these five different consciousness that particular brother is in. And so once you understand what stage he's in, you can then therefore understand what is it that needs to be done or what area that you guys are in or where you guys are going in a relationship or in friendship or partnership or whatever common goal that you guys have. The first level of consciousness is malehood, which comes into contact of a male being a little boy. When he comes into malehood, is the little baby that comes out, and he's so precious and wonderful. When we start looking at malehood, we start looking at the little baby boy. We understand that he's driven by his appetite. We understand that he wants to be fed all the time. He's what they would call a beggar. He's looking for his mother's love. He's dependent on his mother and his father as they take care of him, and he's oblivious to his purpose, which means that he doesn't have a care in the world because he knows that mama and daddy will take care of him. He's a nice little young cute baby, joyful and cute, crawling and laughing, and it's a wonderful stage when you're dealing with malehood. Then we go from malehood, we go into a next level of consciousness, which is called the boyhood. Boyhood is the state of self-discovery. This is the state that brings us into a level of consciousness where the malehood now extends and elevates into boyhood. Now he's dealing with becoming into a level of self-discovery of who he is, experimenting. He's a boy is childish. He's irresponsible. He becomes selfish. He becomes undisciplined because he understands that boys need their fathers in their lives, and they say that if the father's absent, that, you know, there's some things that is neglected, and they always say that there's some things that that a mother can't teach a son like a father can. But I may have to beg to differ on that, because growing up in Brooklyn, my mother raised me. My father left when I was a young age, and my mother was able to do things that my father did because that he wasn't there. But I don't think that the neglect really had a problem or really had an issue in that situation. Of course, the father being there does have a legitimate value to it. But to the single mother that's listening on the call, I don't want you to feel like just because your child does not have a father figure in his life does not mean that he's neglecting anything, because you can still teach and raise him into the man that he's supposed to become. And when you understand that and know that and understand that, you don't have to feel insecure or feel like you're not able to do that, but to understand what a man does, what a man needs, and understand that, you come into a whole new level of awareness. Now, when we get into understanding that the boy is childish because he understands that the mature interests are not in his mind right now. He's not thinking about being mature. When he gets into boyhood, he's not thinking about being mature. He's not thinking about responsibility. He's not thinking about getting a job. He's basically wanting to play with toys and experimenting and enjoying the pleasures of life. A boy looks for a partner, not a wife. We understand that a boy loves to immerse himself in his hobby. He loves to play with his toys. Now, you have to understand also that a boy is a player, and that's why he's known as a playboy. He doesn't take women very seriously. He doesn't want to take responsibilities for his actions. And so to the women on this call and that are listening onto this podcast, whenever you meet someone and you find out that this brother that you've met, that you're thinking about coming to a relationship with, and that he's in his boyhood, that must be an indicator that must automatically go up, because that lets you know already that he's not serious about becoming into a relationship, that he's not looking for a wife. He's looking for a partner. He's looking for someone to play with him. He's not looking to be serious and take things into concept and to take things seriously. And so when we understand dealing with the boyhood, now after one leaves the boyhood and dispenses to the next level of consciousness, which is manhood. Now listen to this. Manhood begins at age 12, not 21. See, we have been disillusioned because we have believed that when a man turns 21, he has entered manhood. But no. When a man turns 12, he comes into manhood. Even the Jewish priest and the Jewish Orthodox religion believes that, because when a child turns 12, they have what's called the bar mitzvah. It's like the child is coming to his own, the passage of rites, the rites of passage. And so when he comes into that, knowing who he is, he comes into that oneness of manhood. Now understand that that's very important, because growing up in this day and time, we are growing up in a time now where children are being manipulated into being entangled in gangs and crime, and there seems to be no leadership amongst the children of today, because we understand that everybody wants to be a follower. Everybody wants to do what everybody else is doing. If everybody's wearing white shoes, all the children want to wear white shoes, whatever it's in, whatever the latest clothes, whatever the latest style is in. Everybody wants to be a follower. But there's no leaders in our youth anymore, because we all have been delusions to believing to be followers. And what happens is, because we have not understood the concept that a man comes into his manhood at age 12 and not 21. So now we understand what is manhood. Manhood now, when one comes into the level of consciousness, when he comes into manhood, a man is a reacher. One that tries to reach for the ultimate goal, one that reaches out to help others and to connect itself and build itself. A man is a planner. He's one that looks into the future, that takes care of the present as well as tomorrow. A man thinks generationally. He thinks for those that are coming, for the children and the grandchildren and the generations that shall come. A man develops communities. He builds organizations. He builds villages. He doesn't think just for his own family, but he thinks for all of those other families that are around him. A man is a person of domination. What happens is he understands and he knows his role and his position in which he was placed. A man is a dreamer. He's able to see beyond the things of the present. He's able to go into the third level of consciousness and begin to create and manifest. A man is a person of purpose. He understands his vision. He understands his goal, his purpose. He understands what it is that he needs to do and understands why he's in the position that he's in. A man, when one elevates into manhood, he begins to come to himself to understand who he is, because a man is really nothing but a mind. And when he understands the concept of becoming that man becomes a mind, and he understands that mind is the most important and powerful thing that we have. And when he understands how to use that mind, the power of the imagination, and how to go into the secret closet and how to be able to manifest and to create and visualize the things that he wants to manifest, and be able to come into context of meditation and connecting with the source, and he learns how to become the man that he was created to be. Now, when we understand that we're coming into manhood, one thing that happens is when one comes into manhood, they begin to understand that manhood comes with great responsibilities. And the Bible says that a man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. He thinks generationally. He doesn't just think for now. He doesn't just think for his own self, but he understands and knows that when he comes into that level of consciousness, this is a great level that's very rewarding. When a woman has married a man before he has entered the full bloom of manhood, she may become frustrated because now she's married this man or come into contact or come into relationship with this man, and she feels that he ought to be able to walk in the manhood, but she becomes frustrated because he's not in his manhood consciousness. He's still in his boyhood consciousness. That's why it's very important that we understand what level that the man that you're dealing with, what level he's in, to understand has he elevated from boyhood into manhood. Because boyhood, we understand and know, don't like to take responsibilities. They just want to play. They want to be playboys. They want to go out and have fun. They don't want to handle responsibilities. They don't want to be providers. They don't want to be helpmates. They don't want to settle down and build businesses and create finances and to establish and to create the blueprint and create their own world. They still want other people to create their world for them. And so when we understand that, it's very important that you know what stage your man is in and you understand that. The next thing that we get into is that when we understand that you have to allow yourself to get into the consciousness of being able to be intuitive as to know what it is that you're looking for and what it is that you see within your spouse. To understand that after the man has elevated into manhood, he now comes into the next level of consciousness, which is husbandhood. Husbandhood comes into the context of he comes into the marriage realm. A husband is the head of the household. A husband is the thinker. The husband is the giver. A husband is a worker, one that understands that he has to provide and create for his family. He understands that being a provider is very important, because if he can't purchase his wife's name, she'll never surrender her name. And so that's very important that we understand that a man that comes into husbandhood has to be able to purchase the woman's name so that she can surrender it, which means that he has to be the provider. He has to be the giver. He has to be the head of the household to understand that he has now come into this level of consciousness that comes with responsibility. A husband is the ruler of the household and is worthy of respect, honor, and reverence. He understands and knows his role. He understands and knows his wife's roles and his roles as a family. He understands and knows what it takes to be a husband, what it takes to be a great mentor and a great provider. He understands and knows that. He comes into a level where now he comes into a level of purpose. When a husband comes into a level of purpose, we understand and know that now he comes into where he now begins to understand his role. Because a husband now, when he comes into the context to get married, he comes into the husbandhood, that there is a plan. See, understand, when you come from boyhood and enter into manhood, that's when one begins to set the plan and get a plan for your life. But then now when you step out of manhood into husbandhood, you now understand that there's a blueprint for your family. There's a blueprint for your marriage. There's a blueprint for all finances, because no longer is it just you anymore, but you have stepped into the husbandhood now, which means that you're stepped into a level of awareness now where the two minds now become one, which means that the whole family now has become one. In one level of consciousness, they have all become like minds. And when we understand and come into that level of awareness that our families have come into oneness, when we understand the man now elevates himself as he comes into the husbandhood, he now understands that a man can only command the degree of respect that he earns, which means that respect cannot be given, it must be earned. And once we understand that and begin to deal with that, not just on a man level, but for a woman or for anybody, respect has to be earned. It's not just given, but to be earned. And from the same command of the degree of respect that you earn, that's the same one that you would get. And so we understand and we know now that when we get into the place of a man enter into husbandhood, he becomes a man of patience, because he understands and knows that now he has entered into a place now where he must become patient. He has to deal with responsibilities, and now he comes into a level of awareness now where now he has become enlightened to be in this role. The next level, and what they call the final level, or the most prolific level of becoming a man, is when a man enters into fatherhood. Now, we all know that just because that every man that has a baby is in fact a father, that is biologically true, but just because he has had a baby and he has the ability to make children does not mean that he has elevated himself into fatherhood. Being a father and being elevated into the consciousness of fatherhood are two different things, because there are some that have not had children biologically but have elevated their level of consciousness into fatherhood. When a man enters fatherhood, they say that he has now completed the full circle. They say that now he has entered into the realm of consciousness now, where he has come into a level of his own. He has become just like God has created him in the full manifestation. And enters into the fatherhood, it talks about the father becoming the covenant keeper. When one enters into fatherhood, he becomes the provider. He becomes the generational thinker. When one enters into fatherhood, he becomes strength and ability. He becomes the ruler of his household. He becomes the mentor. Becomes one that becomes the protector, and the one that becomes the teacher. He becomes the one that teach and the one that protects and the one that provides. He comes into fatherhood. He becomes the father figure now, where he elevates himself to a level of fathership that begins to now dwell in. Because see, what happens now is that it's a difference of being a teacher and being a provider, but one now that has elevated his level of consciousness when he has come into fatherhood now, because a father looks at things differently than anybody else would. A father has a certain level of mindset and a certain level of consciousness where he looks at things from a inward perspective. He doesn't look at things from the outward perspective, but he looks at things from the intangible. He looks at things. A father that has entered into fatherhood now deals with source. He deals with spirit. He understands his connection to the divine intelligence, and he knows and counsels and runs his family based on that knowledge. He understands that applied knowledge is more better than anything that has ever been given to man. He understands what it takes to be the master of your own fate. He understands. When one enters fatherhood, he becomes able to duplicate himself and create those that are coming up. He looks at his children, and he pours himself into them and allows them to, he pours his knowledge and his wisdom and his understanding into them so that they will be able to grow. He becomes a provider. He lays out the blueprint and allows them to walk their path. He understands what it takes, that success is not a destination, but it's a journey. He understands and knows how to deal with the wife and the spouse. He understands how to deal with creating and building his family and his children. Fatherhood, they say, is the complete circle, that when a man enters that. And so what happens is we deal with this concept of learning the five steps that a man must go through. And sometimes it may seem difficult for men, because we understand that coming from malehood, going into boyhood, And then some men are still stuck in boyhood and have not escalated and elevated their consciousness to enter into manhood. But understand and know that these are the separate levels that one must go through to understand that there has to come a time when man has to face himself and say to himself, I can no longer stay in the consciousness of a boyhood, because I have now entered into manhood, which means that I have to now take responsibility for myself and understand what it means to be into manhood. But then once I have entered into manhood, I understand that one day I would be in to enter into husbandhood. And after entering into husbandhood, fatherhood is one of the most precious and prolific and profound levels, because it brings you into a position now where you begin to understand and see things from a father's level. You begin to see things. You don't see the way you used to see anymore. You don't look the way you used to look anymore. You don't say things and have the same feelings, because you had a certain level of consciousness that when you were in manhood, you saw things differently in manhood than you do now in fatherhood. Even as a husbandhood, once you were in husbandhood and now you elevated to fatherhood, there were certain things as a husband when you entered into husbandhood that you don't now see or do now that you've entered into fatherhood, because you have elevated yourself to one of the highest levels of consciousness that a man must enter into. When he enters into fatherhood, it brings him to a level of respect and a level of understanding, because they always say that there are no good men out there. They constantly say that there are no good brothers out there, and that men don't like to take care of their kids, and we hear the stereotypes over and over and over again. But I beg to differ, because I believe that there is a man out there. There are some good brothers and some good men out there who have not yet entered into the level of consciousness, but that are on their way. There are those that have now leaving out of boyhood and entering into manhood, and those that are in manhood are now entering into husbandhood. And then we have those in husbandhood that have now stepped up to the plate and are now entering into fatherhood. And we understand that these five levels of consciousness that a man must go through, a woman now begins to look and say, I need to understand what it is that a man goes through. I don't understand. And vice versa, a man must say, I must understand the role of a woman and understand what it takes to make a woman be who she is, and to understand why men are the way they are. They say that men come from Mars and that women come from Venus. And when you understand that Mars is more of the initiator, a man is an initiator and a woman is a receiver. If you want to even get real technical, look at the organs that were given you. A man's organs represents an initiation, and the female's organs represents receiving, the inward, the intaking. And so when you understand the concept of the man and the woman, you understand that the man is the initiator. But also remember and know this, that beside every good man is a great woman, which means that a man needs a woman. He needs one that understands him and that is able to bring it to fruition. See, a man is a creator. He's able to create things. He's able to come up with the concepts. But it is the woman that brings it into the manifestation. See, the conscious mind is represented by the man, and the subconscious mind is represented by the female. But now the man, he has in his consciousness the thing that he wants to manifest, the thing that he wants to bring into manifestation. But it cannot come into manifestation until the subconscious mind, which is the female, has come together and allowed it to come into manifestation. So a man needs a woman. He cannot manifest anything. If you look into history, look at any great man that has ever been presented before us, and beside him is a woman. If you look at any man that has ever accomplished any great goal, any great thing that he has ever accomplished, anything that he's gotten, an award, any level of notoriety that he has ever come into, there is always a woman standing beside him, because in order for you to manifest and bring it into fruition, it has to come through the female attributes. It has to come through the female. The female has been created to give birth, and that's why in the physical, the woman, as she receives the seed from the man, he delivers the seed, and she takes the seed and cultivates it, and now 9 months later, she begins to give birth. It's the same thing whenever a man has an idea and a vision that he's trying to manifest, it's always the woman that now takes it and gives birth to the dream and gives birth to the vision. And when you understand the role of a woman, you understand that every man must find him a woman. The Bible says that he that finds a wife finds a good thing. To understand the purpose of man, to understand in order for me to manifest anything, I have to be able to bring it into fruition. I've heard Russell Simmons plenty of times say that I've had multi-million-dollar deals on the table, and the only reason the deal went through was because Kamora Lee was there to understand that the dreams and the goals that he had were great, but it wasn't until the woman that came into contact with him began to give birth. And so when a man enters into husbandhood, he has now entered into a place now where he now takes that dream and that vision that he had in his manhood and has stepped into husbandhood now, and now allows the woman to take his dream and give birth to it. These are the 5 steps of what man goes through. What every woman should understand, that whatever spouse and whatever man you're dealing with, to find out what level of consciousness is he in. Is he still in boyhood, or has he elevated himself into manhood? And if he's in manhood, is he ready to now step into husbandhood? And if he's in husbandhood, is he ready to come full surface and step into fatherhood? And so when we understand and know that and come into context of what it is and what it means to be a man, to understand that at age 12, you come into your own. You come into your manhood and come into becoming and understanding who you are as a man. We have been illusioned and hoodwinked into believing what we think a man is. We've been illusioned to think that men are supposed to be a certain kind of way and a certain kind of attribute. But to understand the total purity, the essence of a man, to understand that a man really needs a woman. And when he has a good woman with him, one that understands him, one that allows him to be naked, when he can be himself in front of her and not be ridiculed and not be judged on how he feels, when a man can open himself up to allow a woman to see the wounds and to see his weaknesses and still understand the concept of a woman has the words to build a man, to encourage a man, and to get into a man's consciousness, to allow him to become the man that he needs to be. A woman has her words are like her words are like the soft doves that fly through the midnight skies, and her words are like healing ointment to a man's wounds. And when you speak into a man's life, a woman has the power to speak into a man's life, to allow him to elevate his consciousness and to become the man that you know he can be, and the man that he wants to be. Because sometimes men don't always talk. Men go through solid frustrations. We don't always like to say what we feel and tell people what we're thinking, because we have solid frustrations. We think that, oh, I'm supposed to be rough and tough. I'm not supposed to cry. I'm not supposed to allow anybody to see me being weak and broken, because I've been programmed that a man takes it and he sucks it up and he deals with things. But you have to understand that once you come into your I am-ness and you know who you are as a man, when one comes into manhood, he begins to know that I am the consciousness, that I am the total true manifestation of God, and that when I understand that and I know that and I come into contact with that, it is then and only then that I can now walk in my kingdom. As a king, I can now walk with my head up and know that I'm a king. I am no longer a follower, but I have become a leader. There's a leader in me now, because once I enter into manhood, I understand that I'm a leader. I'm not following what everybody else is doing. I'm not trying to be in the know. I'm not trying to be in the clique, in the clan, in the group. I'm trying to be who I am. And when you understand that and know in consciousness who you are as a woman dealing with a man, and understanding these five stages to know for the single mother that has a son that she's raising up, and not understanding the five stages of what goes through, to understand that regardless of the absentee of the male figure, it does not change anything, because he is who he is. To understand that there is a certain attribute, and there's a certain addition and difference, of course, when the male figure is there. But understand that what good is it to have a male figure there when the male figure is still in boyhood and you're trying to get him to teach your son how to get to manhood? There's a conflict of interest in there. So just having a male figure there doesn't quite get the job done. Understanding that you need to understand and know that when we enter into these different levels of consciousness that every man must go through, that the ultimate goal is that the man always needs a good woman. He has to have a woman. And understand that in the Bible, when Adam was asleep, God went in and pulled the rib out and created Eve. To understand that the dream and the vision, the goal, anything that you're trying to manifest, the woman has to give birth to it. After the conscious mind has taken it in, the subconscious mind now brings it into manifestation. And so as we go through these five steps, to the brothers that's on this phone, as you elevate and look at these five steps of where you are and allow yourself to wake up to the level of consciousness that I need to expand myself, to understand that as a man I need to step into husbandhood now, where I'm thinking generationally now. I'm not just trying to just think about myself, but I'm trying to put together a family, and I'm trying to enter into a level of consciousness where I'm able to elevate my life, elevate my family, elevate my community, and most importantly, to elevate my country and my world. When I understand the importance of what it is to enter into malehood, to manhood, and to enter into husbandhood and fatherhood, I understand and know this. These are the things that every woman should know about a man. These are the things to understand the five steps, to understand the five levels of consciousness, to understand that a woman is really more is very important in this concept, in this scheme, because when you have come into your own and understand that the woman is what gives birth and what brings things into fruition, it is then and only then that I can come out and say that I have expounded and have risen my level of consciousness to that level to understand that. And so on tonight, if this call, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, I ask that you stay in contact with me. I ask that you contact me and stay in contact with me at theenlightenmentcenter.net. You can also email us at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com. And I want you to know one thing on tonight, that your destiny is not a matter of chance, but it's a matter of choice. Thank you and good night.